Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1068, Common Mistakes to Avoid When Starting a New Job, by Cyrus Purnell with financialfinesse.com. And hey there, my name is Dan, and I am your host and narrator here. I'm with you every single day reading from these great blogs that cover entrepreneurship, work-life balance, and all those related topics. So let's get to it now with this post from Financial Finesse as we optimize your life. Common Mistakes to Avoid When Starting a New Job, by Cyrus Purnell with financialfinesse.com. This month marks my 2-year anniversary of joining Financial Finesse. Prior to making the move, I was with my previous employer for 17 years. It was my first change in employer since college. While I am a seasoned veteran at my job, I was a rookie at changing companies. Transitioning from one company to another can be an exciting time, but it also presents many opportunities for costly financial mistakes. Here are some areas that you'll want to focus on if you recently made a change of employer. Common mistake 1. Lack of budgeting for new cash flow. There is nothing more fundamental to your finances than your cash flow. Understanding the method in which you are paid is essential to your budgeting habits. While most job changes are made to increase cash flow, you have to plan for how it may differ from the previous employer. You may be switching from a company that paid biweekly to now getting paid bimonthly. Or there may be a lag between your starting date and your first paycheck. In my case, I went from a job that was primarily salary-based compensation to a job that had a larger performance-based component. We had to readjust our monthly budget to accommodate for those changes. We adjusted to using the performance-based compensation to save for our big wants, like vacations, which freed up the regular compensation for our week-to-week needs. How to avoid it. If you're fortunate enough to receive a signing bonus, don't pre-spend it, but instead keep it on hand for the first couple months in case you need to adjust to a change in cash flow. If you don't receive a signing bonus, try to cut back on spending for a few weeks leading up to your job switch so that you'll have an extra cushion. Common mistake 2, choosing the wrong health insurance. When changing jobs mid-year, you have an opportunity to re-enroll for health care. Even if the coverages are administered by the same provider, the coverage options can still differ greatly. In our case, the insurance company remained the same, so there were a lot of similarities, all the way down to the insurance cards looking the same. But when we looked under the hood, the coverage was different. How to avoid it. Be sure to download your coverage details from your former employer and compare it to your new company's offerings. Get the information from your new plan options to make sure your preferred doctors and hospitals are available in the plan you're choosing, even if you are staying with the same insurance company. Common mistake 3, keeping your retirement planning on autopilot. Not all retirement planning benefits are equal, so it is not safe to assume you should contribute to your retirement plan the same anywhere you go. Before you just go with the default at your new company, take some time to understand how the new retirement plan works. How to avoid it. Get the match. At the most fundamental level, you need to understand if your new employer offers a match and when you are eligible to start receiving that match. This ensures you are not leaving free money on the table. Pick your investment. Next up, review your investment options and choose one. I've seen cases where no investment choice was made and the default option wasn't the best fit. If you're unsure which investment is the best fit, many plans offer several hands-off investment options. Pre-tax or Roth. Your new plan may also offer options that may not have been available at your previous employer, like Roth 401k and after-tax savings. And common mistake 4, missing out on unique benefits. Perform a deep dive into your benefits beyond the basics. Sometimes you can find hundreds of dollars of savings in your employee benefits, but you have to take some time to read up and maybe do some digging. Here are some examples of unique benefits you may want to explore. 1. Student loan assistance. Some employers aid with managing your student loans. Some programs offer to pay a portion of your loan after reaching a certain level of tenure. Other companies offer student loan experts to help you refinance. 2. Legal benefits. If getting a solid estate plan in place is one of your goals, investigate your new company's Employee Assistance Program, or EAP. These programs sometimes offer free legal document preparation software. They also may offer discounts on local attorney services. Your company may also offer a prepaid legal program that will allow you to have the cost of a will or a trust covered by you making small monthly payments. In many cases, you can enroll in the program with a single year's commitment and have a large amount of legal work done at a significant discount than you would pay otherwise. And 3, financial wellness benefits. Last, but certainly not least, your company may offer financial wellness benefits. I spoke to someone recently who said they were having a hard time finding a financial advisor that would help them with their plan to pay off debt, but had just learned that their company added a financial wellness benefit. She was excited because her family has likely saved hundreds of dollars because of her company's benefit. How to avoid it. Take some time in your first 60 days or so to peruse your company's benefits website and/or brochure. Ask around to see what benefits your colleagues value the most. Finally, when the annual enrollment period rolls around, don't just go on autopilot. It's a great chance to assess whether you made the best choices and to switch things up as necessary. Your employee benefits are a valuable part of your compensation, so make the most of them. You just listened to the post titled Common Mistakes to Avoid When Starting a New Job by Cyrus Purnell with FinancialFinesse.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And I want to give a big thank you to Cyrus, who began his financial planning career with a regional bank back in 1999, where he worked in various areas and ultimately led a multifamily office on top of working as a trust administrator. While offering an impactful financial planning experience, Cyrus had a desire to make an impact on a broader scope. As a coach at Financial Finesse, he now focuses his efforts on empowering those from all walks of life make their own financial decisions to achieve their life goals. And as for the website, Financial Finesse is helping employees maximize their compensation and utilize the benefits provided by companies. They've helped hundreds of thousands of employees change their lives. So for more from Financial Finesse, simply come by financialfinesse.com. And a big thanks to their entire team for letting us share their work. But that is going to do it for this episode of Optimal Work Daily, which I hope you enjoyed. Have a great rest of your day and weekend, and I will, of course, be right back here tomorrow with another episode, and that is where your optimal life awaits.